I just want to officially say that this is the first podcast that I am giving up sex to record.
Yeah, me too. So much sex. I mean, like, I was like, no, I can't do that. I gotta go record a podcast about handheld video games. Duh. What? Where's your brain, stupid girl?
What was her name?
Girl. Her name was Girl.
Oh, man. Well, anyway. Yeah, my wife was not happy about it. She told me, though, she said, I think that... She said, I think that the main reason I'm okay with you having this podcast is because it means that I don't have to listen to you talk about video games to me. So.
This relationship sounds like it's going pretty great.
No, it's always been that way. She's totally fine with me playing video games, and she loves that. That's like, I guess, part of my life, my personality, and everything. But when I start talking about like news and like history of video games, she's just like, "Oh, okay." And she doesn't know what I'm talking about, and she just tunes it out.
I'm just saying you are declining sex to record this. Like, I don't think many people would do that.
Well, I know it'll... Never mind. We won't get into that. Let's just
what,
say...
What, rain check?
Let's just... Yeah, it's rain check. Let's just say that we're newlyweds. I don't really have to worry about when I get to.
All right, fair enough. This one still be... Like, marked as clean now?
Huh?
Can this episode still be marked as clean?
I tried to turn off the clean label on iTunes, but I don't think it's done it yet. So I'm gonna.
You can only go clean or explicit?
No, you can have no label. And I tried to set it to that, but it won't change it. So, and I haven't checked it, actually, since our hiatus. So it could have changed it now, but whatever.
I checked, I don't know, like...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I checked like 5 days ago and it still said clean.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get a hold of iTunes because, like, I don't want it to say clean, but I don't want it to say explicit. Like, we don't, like, use a ton of language and everything, and we don't, like, we're not, you know, I don't know, freaking, what, Podpoint or something. But.
We're not South Park, and we're also not Sesame Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's that. So, what's up? Oh wait, maybe we should welcome everyone. Talk about what we're doing right now.
Hey, welcome to Pocketoid, Destructoid's one and only and totally the bestest handheld video game podcast.
We're the only handheld video game podcast. So
I think I said
that.
Also
the best. Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll just edit that
maybe
out.
Maybe I didn't. I'm Addison,
and
aka Crackety Jones on
Crackety Jones on what?
The Starkoid.
Awesome. And I am and I am Jordan, also known as Jackal27 on everything else. So, including Destructoid. Yep. And this week we're talking about video games.
Just like last week and the week before.
What are we talking about this week?
Ultraman.
What?
That's getting ran into the ground.
I haven't watched Ultraman this week, but I probably should have.
I haven't watched Ultraman in a while. I took it with me to our cabin trip last weekend, but no one wanted to watch it.
Dude, we should live blog an episode of Ultraman.
Oh, God. That'd be awesome.
Possibly too awesome.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
This week, oh man, I only played like, let's see, yeah, I only played like one video game this week, wait, no, two video games, yeah, I played two video games this week, neither of them handheld games.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's kind of a running theme with me on this part, though. I just don't play as many handheld games as you.
I guess.
There haven't been a whole lot that I've been into lately, but I think another one of my coworkers is getting a DS in Pokemon White, so I'm probably gonna start playing a lot more Pokemon Black.
Sweet.
Anyways, I played some more Infamous 2 this week, and I finally beat it.
Good, good deal.
And, I hate the ending so much. I played through on Evil, and the ending was, without spoiling anything, it was just, it just really pissed me off. And then I asked one of my friends that played through on good what the good ending was like, and that would have pissed me off too. So, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you have to make this choice, but no matter what choice you make, it sucks. It's just like, well, thanks. That kind of just pisses me off. And that's, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where they go with Infamous 3.
Yeah.
So, but I beat that, and
was it a decent game overall, or what?
Oh, yeah. It was a good game. It had some problems, like.
You there, dude?
It kind of seemed to annoy me more than the first one did, but I still really enjoyed it, and I'm glad I played it. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're just breaking up a little bit. Hold on. Let me see if something's going on with my internet.
No, should I try? What?
It says we have a good quality, so I don't know. Huh, whatever. Go ahead. Must just be Skype.
Anyways, where should I start back at?
You're fine. I got all of it. It was just being cracky, so.
Okay. So, anyways, yeah, it was a really good game. I'm glad I played it. I think I probably liked the first better, though.
Oh, yeah?
And then the second game I played this week was Duke Nukem Forever.
Great.
but I didn't buy it, and I didn't spend any money on it. Where I work, we can rent anything for free that's used in our store. And so, surprise, surprise, we happen to have some used copies of Duke Nukem Forever. And I decided that I would give it a try before school kicked back in. Just because, I mean, the game's been in development for 12 years and everything, and it's such a big part of gaming. Mm-hmm. It's like the biggest kind of vaporware title to ever exist.
Yeah.
So, I kind of felt the need to at least play it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I rented it, and it's a bad game. It's a really bad game, guys. It's so bad. Yeah, and then when I started, like, tweeting about it, and, like, mentioning it on Facebook and how bad it was, and, like, talking about it at work, I had, like, all these people trying to defend it to me. Like, saying,
seriously? Oh.
Yeah, everybody was like, I didn't think it was that bad. I liked it. I played through the whole thing. I thought it was funny when they made fun of Halo at this part, and I thought this was funny. I was like, no, the game is stupid.
How about the part when they made fun of women being raped? Was that funny?
I don't think I got to that part.
Yeah, that's later on.
There was like,
when there's it shows all the women and they're being...
Yeah, I think I had heard about that, but...
Yeah. But... You there?
It was just, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. It was just not funny. It wasn't fun. I think the most fun I had was when I did what everybody does at the beginning of the game when there's a marker board and you can pick up markers and draw on it. And I, of course, drew a penis because what else are you going to do with a marker board?
Yeah.
And then, like, this little kid comes up to you with a book and wants you to sign it. And so, of course, I just wrote F you in the book when I signed it. And then the point that just broke me and I was just like, nope, I'm done, is when Duke, for some random reason, or wait, no, I guess they do kind of explain it. Duke gets, like, shrunken super small, and there's, like, this kid gives you his remote control car, and, like, you drive it around. And I was trying to make a jump, and I didn't quite make it, and I was backing up to make it again. And my monster truck got halfway stuck inside the wall and then was halfway out of the wall.
Oh my god.
And so I was just, I couldn't get it out. There's nothing I could do. I would have just had to, like, restart the game and have lost all the stuff because I hadn't saved.
Holy crap.
I was just like, no, I'd rather play something else now.
Wow.
So I just turned it. And that's where I stopped.
Oh gosh. Sounds like you had fun playing games this week.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start back on Saints Row 2 for my next game and play that till Saints Row the 3rd and Skyrim come out.
Yeah. Can I just say something real quick about video games lately? Like, I don't know. It's especially because I still play a lot of, like, Western games. I still play console games. I just feel like lately there, like, a lot of the games that I play, I'm never really, like, satisfied with. There's always something where I'm like, yeah, it was pretty good, or yeah, it was good but had some problems. I feel like that's so common now. Like, it happens constantly.
I think it's part of this whole, like, pre-patch era where they are just shipping games that are unfinished.
I guess.
I mean, look at Bethesda.
I read a really good article this week on Destructoid about Eastern versus Western development. I really liked that, and it talked about how some of this guy, he plays a lot of, you know, both kinds of games, but a lot of his favorite games from this generation have been Japanese games that were more polished up. And I don't know, I can agree with that, because I played all the big stuff that's come out this generation, you know, but the stuff that's still, that I still had more fun with was, like, I don't know, Mario Galaxy 2, or, I don't know, even freaking Earth Defense Force.
But, that game is so awesome.
I don't know. That's just something that's been going through my head lately. And it just kind of bugs me. Like I went back and started playing Final Fantasy IX with my wife. And just, that was a game that I played when I was a kid, and for whatever reason was just really satisfied with, even before it was over. Just for some reason, I felt, I don't know how to explain it, like, I felt like I was playing, there's, like, something that I could get absorbed in, it felt polished, nothing annoyed me when I was playing it, and, I mean, there was a lot of that stuff it probably had to do with, like, that I was a kid, like, because now I go back and play it a little bit, and I think that the turn-based combat in it isn't fast enough, probably because I've been playing Dragon Quest, and the turn-based combat on there is really fast. But, like, there's little things, you know, that I've caught now, but looking back on it. But I don't know. I just go back and I keep playing some of these older games because right now I can't really afford to buy anything new. And I just keep playing them and thinking, like, man, this had a lot of polish in it. Like, I still feel that feeling of being satisfied when I play it, as opposed to, like, just noticing all these things that really about it, all these little things. So, I don't know. Like, I loved Fallout 3, but there were so many little things in it that bugged me that I just ended up not finishing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's lots of stuff like that. But it's weird. Anyway, so that's all you played this week?
Yeah, that was it, really.
Fantastic.
I suck.
No, you don't. You don't suck. Not that much. Let's see. What did I play this week? I've been really in, like I said a second ago, since I'm married now, I haven't been buying a lot of games. Just because we share our money, so it kind of holds me accountable to, like, I don't know, should I drop all this money here on this game without telling my wife? Probably not. That's not very honest. Or it's like, man, we need to buy groceries, so I probably shouldn't
you know, spend $40 today. But, so, I mean, it makes me be more conscientious about my money, but it's also making me go back and play a lot of my older games that I already own, just because, I don't know, just because I have a huge, huge freaking backlog because I never beat anything.
Yeah, same here.
So, yeah, there's tons of games I haven't beat, you know. I own, like, 50 DS games, literally, and I've probably beaten, like, maybe 10, 15 of them, 20 maybe. So it's like, I don't know, maybe I should go back and try out some of those. But, so I'm playing a lot of my backlog right now. For some reason, I've been really in the mood for, like, super old school RPGs. I think it's because I played, I think it's because I started playing the first Pokemon again. And even though it's clunky and stuff, I still really love it. So, like, I popped in the remake of the first Final Fantasy on my Game Boy Advance, and I played that a bunch. But I've kind of set it down for now, though, because it really does get on my nerves after a while. There's just the encounter rate's so high, and the story is not that great. So there's not really, you know, I don't really have much motivation to go forward with it. But I played that a bunch this week. And I also started playing Pokemon Heart Gold again.
I remember seeing a text from you saying that you needed some Pokemon. I remember looking at it and just being confused, but then I saw, like, when I street passed you the other day, that was, like, the last game you had played, so.
Yep. I need Aaron, dude. That's what I need.
I'll check. I'm sure I have one.
Or if you have, like, an Aggron or something, just breed him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'd be surprised if I didn't have one.
Because he's my favorite, like, rock. Or I guess he's really, like, is he ground? Or is he rock and iron? Or rock and steel?
I thought he was, like, ground and steel.
Maybe he's ground and steel. I think he might be rock and steel, but maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, he's like, I always have, like, a ground or a rock type guy. He's, like, my favorite for that. And my brother, his crazy ex-girlfriend, kept all his Pokemon games, so he can't get me one now. Yeah, he let her borrow them, and then she won't give them back because it's like something she can hold over his head now. So he's like, and I keep telling him, just go get your Pokemon back, and he won't get them back, and she has like literally every single Pokemon game because he had all of them.
Why does he have to be a man? And also, why did he let her borrow, like, every single one of them?
I don't know. Because he's 12. He's not 12, he's 18. Well, he'll be 18 next April, but, you know, he makes stupid decisions. He's a teenager, that's what they do.
I wouldn't have done that.
But, so yeah, been playing Pokemon Heart Gold. That game's awesome. That's another thing, like, that's another game that I can just play and feel super satisfied with, Pokemon.
That's why it was my favorite handheld game.
Yeah, and it's just something that keeps coming back to me now. Is like there's just something every time I play a lot of newer games. Like I know people say like, yeah, older games. Yes, older games had problems. Yes, older games had all these things that were wrong with them. I get it. Okay, but like I don't know when I go back and play a lot of these, right? Or I play games on my DS, or I play just a lot of like Japanese games that have come out recently. There's a difference in polish there. There's something different about it. I don't know. I don't get it. But whatever it is keeps me hooked to it. And whatever it is about, you know, Grand Theft Auto 4 or Fallout 3 or Oblivion, you know, makes me play for 10, 20 hours and then just be like, okay, I'm tired of this. I'm done. So, you know, I don't know. One game that, and some people are probably going to really bash me on this, but one game I actually did feel like had a lot of polish, a Western game that I played recently was Halo Reach. Because I played quite a bit of that last year, and I felt like that was a polished game. But
I love that game.
Yeah. But some people...
I was super surprised.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I was really surprised I liked it, because I hadn't really liked a Halo game that much since the first one, when I really liked it.
Yeah.
But... All right, sweet. Anything else I played this week? Oh, I bought two Super Nintendo games. I bought Soul Blazer, which I talked to Addison about this, actually, because we already had a big conversation this week about a bunch of crap. But I bought Soul Blazer, which is an Enix RPG made by the guys who made Illusion of Gaia and Terranigma, if you know those, and ActRaiser. It's part of the what some people call the Gaia Trilogy, which is like this game, Soul Blazer, Illusion of Gaia, and then Terranigma. And it's a pretty fun game. It's what it really reminds me of is well, first of all, you know the whole premise of ActRaiser? You're like God, and you come down and you enter a statue and you go through these side-scrolling levels to clear out the area of demons, and then you go into like a Sim City mode to rebuild the town and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this game, you play as it's a lot like that kind of. You play as it's an overhead RPG, kind of like Zelda, and you play as as the servant of the master, which is God, and he. I guess this there was this king who was super greedy, and he made a deal with the devil, basically, and who said, like, for every living being you bring me, I'll give you one gold piece. So he brought the devil every living being in the entire world for all this money, and so God sent down you to go and, like, kill all these demons, and every time you defeat these little spawn points where demons come out of, another person spawns in the town that the that this, like, dungeon is next to. And then, like, the people in the town give you hints about what to do next, and they also give you items to progress the story and stuff. It's kind of really original and cool, actually. There's some clunky things about it, and, like, I don't feel like the combat switches up enough. It's pretty much just you swinging your sword the whole time. But it's pretty solid. I don't know. I like it, and it's kind of a cool way to tell a story. My friend Rick was like, isn't that just, like, Dark Cloud on the PS2? I was like, yeah, a little bit, but... this one did it first, I guess. So,
I never played Dark Cloud. I always wanted to play that.
I played the first one a little bit. I own it, but I barely played it at all, and I didn't really like it that much. But I remember liking the second one a lot as a kid. But I like to get the second one, but it's expensive everywhere, so I haven't bought it. And then I bought another game called Hagane for the Super Nintendo, which is a side-scrolling action game about a robot ninja. It's by by Hudson, and it's freaking awesome, but also... so freaking hard. A lot of people don't know about it because it was only at Blockbuster. That was the only place you could find it. They were kind of testing the market to see if people would buy it, and then it didn't sell very well, so they didn't end up actually like packaging it and selling it in stores. But you can find it. It's not super rare, though. You can find it relatively easily, surprisingly. But I've never seen it in the store, so I decided to go ahead and buy it this time because I've never really seen it like in Game Zone or anything. But... got it for $5, and it's really freaking hard. I've only made it to the second part of stage one, and I've probably played like 2 hours or 2 or 3 hours. So, anyway, Hagane is awesome. You should totally play it. And
it sounds really cool. I like Hudson games. So,
One thing that's cool is you have 4 different weapons. You switch between them. One's like shurikens that are limited, but you can like keep collecting them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one is just your regular fire sword, and then one is. Like a sort of like a hook shot that shoots straight out, like forward or upward if you're pressing up. And what's the other one? It's like these bombs that kind of fly in like a arc. But it plays to me sort of like a mix between, I guess, Shinobi and a little bit of Ninja Gaiden, but more Shinobi. But it's awesome. I love it a lot.
Hmm.
That's that.
That sounds really cool. I'd like to play that.
Yep.
I need to buy a Super Nintendo because now that's like the only Nintendo console that I can't play their games. Like I don't have a GameCube, but I can play GameCube games on my Wii, but still don't have a Super Nintendo.
It's still my favorite. Oh, it's still my favorite console. Like, well, let's just go ahead and go in the news and I'll just start mentioning this.
Well, I just thought of something I want to talk about real quick.
Oh, no, go for it.
So I don't remember if I've mentioned it previously on any episodes, but one of my best friends has been in Japan on a study abroad program since like I don't know, like mid-April or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got back this past like Sunday, and so he was in I can't think of the name of the town, but it was really close to Osaka, but it was like kind of like a smaller town outside of it.
Uh-huh.
But he got back and he brought me some gifts from Japan. And Osaka has one of the Pokemon centers in Japan that has just a store just full of Pokemon things. And so he got me some stuff from there. He got me a old original copy of Pokemon Green in Japanese.
so that's pretty cool. Have you played it at all?
No, that's not. I guess that's another thing I need to get is a old Game Boy. I just have my 3DS. But I need to get a Game Boy Advance SP. So I guess I need to get a Super Nintendo and a Game Boy Advance SP.
Nice.
With
all that money that you have.
Yeah. So he got me that, and then he got me a Darumaka cell phone charm. It says, like, Pokemon Center on the package, and then got me, like, a Ho-Oh gear. And it says, like, he got one that was a Bulbasaur figure, and it says on the back Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, so I guess they're, like, a series from that, but it's just weird that neither of them were Diamond and Pearl generation.
Yeah.
And then he also got me a little, like, pen that has Meowth, Pikachu, and Tepig on it, and it says Pokemon Center Osaka. I guess they're, like, the three, it's like each Pokemon store has three mascot Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
And those are the ones for, Osaka.
Huh.
So he got me, I think that's all the Pokemon stuff he got me. I think, pretty sure.
Didn't he get you a Garbodor thing or something?
No, he got for himself a Garbodor and the other evolution. He got, like, both of those.
Oh, yeah.
He was telling me about how, like, the workers there didn't speak very much English, and his Japanese is still kind of shaky. And so he was, like, trying to ask them, because, you know, in Japan they have completely different names for all these Pokemon. And so he was trying to ask them, hey, do you have the Pokemon that looks like a trash bag? And they had, like, no idea what he was talking about. So he got, like, out a piece of paper and, like, drew a picture of it. And they're like, oh, you mean this? And, like, took him to it. So that was really cool. I'm super jealous that he got to go there. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And then another video game related thing about when he went to Japan is he got to go into this arcade in Tokyo, and he was telling me about this game that he played that sounded amazing. I think he said it was just called Gundam Pod, and there were these, like, giant pods that you would get into and had screens and projectors everywhere and, like, these pedals and joysticks with all, like, a bunch of buttons and a communicator, and you would just pilot a Gundam, and they had a bunch of pods, so you would it'd be like 4-on-4, but then each team also had like 2 or 3 AI players on their team as well, and then so you could, like, talk to your teammates through the communicator, and it's just a big Gundam fight.
I want that so bad.
It sounded so cool. And he said, like, he had to get, like, a player card for it and, like, make a profile and everything. And it sounded really cool. And he was talking about how there's a bunch of arcade games there that use cards. Like, there was one where you played soccer by placing cards on, like, this big table. And then said there was another one that was a lot like Dynasty Warriors. And, like, there's a guy commanding, like, this whole, like, huge battle on the screen, and he had, like, 3 different, like, generals, and had, like, this whole deck of cards, and it sounded really cool.
That is cool.
I just thought I'd share that with everybody.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody here likes Japanese stuff, so I don't know what you're
talking about. Yeah. Too bad that was lost on everyone.
Yep. Watch it. You just want to go ahead and go into the news then? I guess that's kind of some news, so.
Sure.
Let's just go into the news. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, like, there wasn't a ton of handheld news this week. There were a couple things we'll talk about, but this has probably been, like, one of my favorite weeks on Destructoid ever, because they're having 7 days of Super Nintendo.
Yes.
For the Super Nintendo's 20th anniversary. And that is my favorite console of all time. Like, I know it's pretty generic to say that, but, like, you know, because the DS is my second favorite, but the Super Nintendo, just, I don't know, everything about it makes me, like, love video games. There's so many different kinds of video games. There's so many weird, like, games that play totally different. Like, they're all, there's so many awesome video games on it. All the colors and I love it so much. But you should check out those Destructoid articles on Super Nintendo stuff if you are on the site. And Mega Strike wrote one of them, and it's awesome. So,
what one did he write? I've kind of been absent since Monday.
He wrote what was it? Which one did he write? He wrote the Super Nintendo from a Sega Genesis kid's perspective, or something like that.
Oh, cool! I'll definitely look that up tonight.
And it was about like how when he was a kid, he like thought the Super Nintendo was so awesome because he only had a Sega Genesis, and like most kids thought, you know, like argue back and forth, but he like coveted it. So
yeah, I can kind of sympathize with him. I never had a Super Nintendo growing up, but I had a Sega Genesis.
I had an old Nintendo in 1997, and I was none the wiser.
But really, I mean, I didn't really have any friends with Super Nintendos either. Like, all my friends either just had a NES or a Sega Genesis, and so I didn't really know any different.
It's weird, and I guess it's okay for us to talk about this, because this is a Destructoid podcast, and it's Super Nintendo week, but I didn't really have a Super Nintendo as a kid. My first console was a Game Boy Pocket, which is why I'm partial to handheld games. But then I had a friend who gave me an NES when he got his N64. And he gave me, like, Metroid and Batman and Pac-Man and Super Mario Brothers 2 and Excitebike. I think those were all the games. But so those were my first, you know, console. That was my first console, was an NES, but it never worked, and I don't really have that many memories of it. But because I thought it was broken, but I just needed to blow in the cartridge. But I remember that my stepbrother, well, he was my stepbrother, like, whenever my mom was dating his dad, he had a Super Nintendo, but all he had was like he didn't even have Mario World. He had like Mortal Kombat 3 and Toy Story. And I remember I rented Super Godzilla for it once, and that game was horrible. And I was like, well, this console must suck. But, and so I didn't really ever, like, play it that much other than, I had this friend, and his name's Lucas, and he's a dwarf. You might have seen him before. But he owned Super Mario World.
Were you just saying that to me, like, I might have seen him before, or are you talking about...
Do you know who he is, Lucas? Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I know Lucas.
I didn't know if you knew Lucas. I don't know.
Dude, I've known Lucas for, I mean, probably not as long as you, but I've known Lucas for a long time.
We were in the same class in second grade, and we were kind of like best friends in second and third grade. And I went over to his house, and he had Super Mario World, and he let me borrow it. And I never gave it back, and I still have it. So I still have the Super Mario World, and we kind of joke about it whenever we see each other. But, So I remember that about the Super Nintendo, and then I remember my friend Kyle had one, and we would play Star Fox and Ken Griffey Jr.'s Winning Run on there. So that's the most that I really remember about it. But what I do remember is when I grew up, kind of around the 2000, right around 2001, I think it was. It was 2001. I got the 100th issue of Game Informer, and they had. Mm-hmm. Because they had the 100 best games of all time listed in there. And I was like, oh, I wonder what the 100 best games of all time are. Because I was just really starting to get into games, and I was playing, I'd gotten my PlayStation. I was playing a lot of like different RPGs and stuff. And I was starting to go back and revisit some stuff that I'd never gotten to play. And so they had listed a ton of different games in there. And so many of them were on the Super Nintendo. They had Chrono Trigger. They had Final Fantasy VI, which is actually 3. They had, I don't know. I had a bunch of different stuff. Harvest Moon. So what happened was I wound up getting an NES because I really wanted to play some of these games that were listed in there. And this really kind of started my whole like retro game thing. So I wound up buying an NES and like Dragon Warrior and some other stuff. But then I still wanted to play Super Nintendo, but I didn't like – for some reason I didn't really buy the games. But all I remember is my friend Rick said that he knew a way to play – old games on your computer, and I didn't think that was true until he showed me that you could just download an emulator, and he got me Final Fantasy 3 and some Gundam fighting game, and I think it's Endless Duel or something like that, and Harvest Moon. I played the crap out of all those. So really my Super Nintendo stuff all started with emulation. And it's kind of weird that I'm nostalgic for emulation, but like that's really where a lot of my Super Nintendo like games came from. And eventually at Babbage's, they were getting rid of all their Super Nintendo games, and I ended up buying a ton of them for super cheap. I got A Link to the Past for $5.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like they were just trying to get rid of their stock, and I got like Mario RPG for $10, and jeez. I got Super Metroid for $10, I think, and it was crazy like how cheap they were selling all this stuff. But that was right around like 2003, I think, and that was really when I was starting to get in. That's really when I got into Super Nintendo. But it ended up becoming my favorite console ever, and I love it with mouth. So there's that. And what about you? I mean, how did you get started with Super Nintendo? I mean, is it just emulation?
It was mostly emulation. Whenever I first found out about emulation, I was like, oh, well, Super Nintendo has this whole backlog of stuff that I've never played. And it's Nintendo, so it'll be awesome. And so I got like an emulator and downloaded so many games. I remember spending like one Saturday just sitting at the computer and like, because obviously I was on dial-up, and I just spent my entire day just downloading games. And I got so many, and so I went through and played all these games I'd never played before and like didn't like finish any of them. I just played like a few hours of all of them and got really into it. And then one day, Book Barn, which is a store that used to be here that is now a vintage stock where I work.
I didn't know Book Barn became vintage stock.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Huh.
Anyways, it's a store that sells like video games, a lot of old video games as well, and movies and books and junk like that. So Book Barn was having one of their tent sales. They used to have these tent sales a lot, and I went there and had some money saved up, and I bought a Super Nintendo that they had on sale, and I played that a lot. I remember I got like Super Street Fighter 2 and what was that X-Men game on there?
Was it the beat 'em up?
Yeah. Where you can play as like Wolverine, Cyclops.
Was that actually a good game? I don't even remember.
I like it. They also like had a remake of it for Game Boy Advance.
Just like every other Super Nintendo game.
Yeah. Dang it, what was that game called? It was like X-Men Rise of Apocalypse or something like that.
Yeah, I think that is what it was called. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So I got those two and I played that a lot and then was dumb and like returned it. But I remember having this great weekend where I had a Super Nintendo for a weekend. And I remember me and my friend, we stayed up all night playing Super Nintendo. Like we watched the sunrise, and I remember we were playing Street Fighter 2, taking turns going through arcade, and one of my friends named his high score ass, and I remember freaking out because I was like, no, my mom, you can't erase that, and my mom's going to see it, I'm going to get in trouble. So, I mean, that's about as far as my Super Nintendo memories go. I really want to get one now to like go through and actually play all these awesome games on my TV, but So it's about the depths of my Super Nintendo memories.
Awesome. Well, I know that has nothing to do with portable gaming, but this is a Detoid podcast and it's our podcast, so F you, we can talk about
it. Yeah, stop yelling at us. All five of you that listen.
Well, there's probably like two now that we've been gone for a month.
Yeah. Well, let's build back up. I guess. By the way, are we showcased at all on that community podcast little sidebar that pops up on Detoid?
I don't think so. I didn't even know there was one of those.
Yeah, I just noticed it the other day because, by the way, I have a new C-blog out about the rivalry between Apple, Nintendo, and Sony. If you guys want to go check that out, comment and fap.
That's another news item is
is on Destructoid this week. That's the topic for the week.
Which is why I wrote that, and I was really disappointed when I had two comments.
Well, portable gaming is the topic. I shouldn't say the topic is Apple.
It's just portable gaming. It's just bloggers wanted handhelds, but
yeah. So go talk about go make blogs, even though this might be out after it's already over. So.
Yeah, I think it was only a week long thing, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so it'll be done by the time you hear this, but I think I might email Mr. Andy Dixon and see if we can get added to that little sidebar.
Yeah, dude, I didn't even know that was on there. I totally would have done that.
Yeah, I just noticed it the other day when I posted my new blog.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some other news then.
Okay.
All two news items? I don't know. There's not that much this week.
Well, there was Gamescom this week where not a whole lot happened, if you ask me. I thought it was kind of boring. But one portable-related thing that did happen is Sony revealed a new, what do they call it, the PSP Mini?
I don't know what it's called exactly.
I think, for some reason, I think that's what it's called. But they had those little downloads you could get called Minis, which, I don't know. But it's a Europe-only system, and it takes away, like, the ad hoc wireless, so you can't really do multiplayer with it. They're selling it for, like, 99 euros, which I don't know what that translates to in real money.
That's like $200.
Yeah. Is it really? By the way,
something like that. Oh, wait, no, that's pounds, so I don't know what euros are, actually.
I feel bad that I said in real money and you didn't laugh, so I don't want anybody to think I was, like, serious about that. I was just like, no one laughed. But, I mean, is that all the details? Am I forgetting anything on that?
I don't think so. That was all I really heard. I seem to remember there was some PS Vita stuff that they announced, but I'm not seeing it on Detoid.
Only thing I remember being mentioned about the PSP Vita is that they had that new game. It was called, like, The Escape, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't really look into that because I just didn't.
Yeah.
Nothing about it really grabbed me, so I just didn't care.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think maybe I might have heard something about it on the Detoid show, but I always watch those right before I go to sleep, so I don't really retain it very well.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't that interested. I still want a PSP, but I just don't want to pay all that money for one, so.
Yeah. I'll get one eventually, I hope, but I just can't really afford it right now.
Yeah. So we talked about how the Vita was getting a RAM downgrade a few weeks ago. Well, like, I guess like a month ago. It was a while ago. Or maybe we didn't talk about it. I don't remember.
Who knows? I don't really remember talking about that.
It might have been on the episode that got canned that didn't record right. But they said there was a huge RAM downgrade for the PS Vita, but it's actually not true. It was a rumor. And Destructoid said that it was not true. So there's that.
So that thing we didn't talk about isn't true. In case you're wondering, guys.
PS Vita still has all its memory RAM. Memory is RAM.
It's got all of its rim rams and sling slings.
Hey, Sony says there's still a market for dedicated handhelds.
I agree. I think it's a smaller market than it used to be, but
yeah,
I think it's still there.
Vita has cross-game chat. PS3 still doesn't.
Yep.
That's all I really see as on the...
there really wasn't much this week.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the eShop update with Urban Champion 3D.
Yay!
Oh, boy. Nintendo has heard our cries. Thank you for Urban Champion 3D, Reggie. Thank you so much.
Dude, I was crying out for it.
I downloaded it 7 times. And deleted it 8 times.
That's funny. I'm going to say something.
Thank you for the warning.
Some people may not like this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think Jim Sterling needs to calm the freak down. He
he just freaks out way too much about the 3DS. And I know that's kind of his thing, but he was also the person, if I remember the quote correctly, going into E3, he said that where they showed the 3DS, he said that was apathetic about the 3DS, and then coming out of it, I remember him saying something to the effect of, "Now I want Iwata's penis up my butt so far that it's coming out my mouth," or something like
that. That sounds like him.
And now he's, I don't know, he just freaks out so much, even on stuff that's like not even that big of a deal anymore. I think it's just all kind of compounded in on each other. But
well, to kind of defend Jim, I can kind of see where he's coming from, because, I mean, when you spend like $250 on a system, you kind of expect, you know, it to be ready to play and have games, and it just doesn't have hardly any games, and the eShop wasn't available at launch. We still don't have a messaging system.
Oh, and my gosh, I want a messaging system so bad.
It's kind of ridiculous for a console to launch like that. And, I mean, how many people are constantly complaining about the eShop, and Nintendo, like, still hasn't, like, given us anything, really? I mean, there's a news item I just remembered, is they did announce that free Four Swords is coming out next month.
They already said that, though. They said that at E3.
Okay. I didn't think they actually gave it a release date.
They just said September.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. But anyways, so I can understand where he's coming from. I mean, obviously Jim can be kind of theatrical and over the top with things.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like, I don't want to say his character. It's not like he plays a character on the internet. I think that's who he is.
Basically does.
I don't think he does. I think that's who he is. And like, I mean, he's kind of straightforward about things, and I mean, doesn't really try to like make you happy with his opinion on things. But I mean, that's his job. Is he writes editorial posts and does reviews, and those are, for the most part, most of the things he writes, except for like news posts, are his opinion. Yeah. And so, I mean, if you don't like his opinion, that's fine. It's just.
That's true. I'm not really saying I don't like his opinion. I just think that my opinion is that he should calm down. Because I don't know. And I know that things have been, like I said last week, everything's been dark on the handheld front for the past month or so already. But it's just, I don't know. Whatever. Oh, I got a piece of handheld gaming news. There was an update on the fan translation of Retro Game Challenge 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they posted some more. Tiny Cartridge is down right now, so I can't check them for news items right now. But they had a couple other things. But that was the big one I remember, was they posted some more screenshots, and it looks like it's coming along pretty well. I thought it was dead because they hadn't said anything in like months about it. But they posted a bunch of screenshots and said, hey, we're still working on it. So hopefully it's still coming out.
I guess I need to buy an R4 to totally not pirate games.
What are you going to do? I mean, like, it's not coming out here, and
yeah, I know.
Japanese, so.
Man, I don't want to get another one, though, because I'll be really tempted to just download things.
How about this?
I should buy.
I'll play it on mine, and then I'll just let you borrow mine. You don't even have a DS anymore, though, do you?
No.
There you go.
I'll just borrow someone's DS, though, when you do that.
Yeah,
I can just use my little brother's.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to use my little brother's DS, so. There you go. Crap, dude, I ate all my Pez. Now I don't have any more.
What? Didn't you buy, like, 8 of those?
Yes.
Did you eat all 8 of those today?
Problem.
Oh my gosh. So much Pez. Gives Batman a rest.
Oh, he's spent.
He's gotta go fight crime later. Jeez.
Anyway. So, well, how far are we into this thing? We don't really have much else to talk about this week.
Not really.
6 minutes. We've already gone for about an hour.
Hold on, let me Let me check my email and see if Tony is available.
Hey, wait, isn't that going to exit you out?
No, I just can't send chat messages from my Skype app.
Oh.
I can have Skype running in the background, though.
Oh, okay. What was I going to say? We didn't post any show thing today, so we don't have any questions this week, do we?
Yeah, I posted... I mean, I posted them, like, right when we started recording.
Oh,
so I'm checking that now, too, to see if we got anything, but it doesn't look like it.
Did you post anything on Destructoid?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, I just have my phone.
Oh, okay. Whatev.
Yeah. We'll try to be more prepared next time.
Do you want to have an actual topic next week?
Sure.
Do you want to do the first gen of Pokemon games?
I'm trying to think if I can think of anything else we could do, just because I want to save those for as long as we can. But I can't really think of anything. So Pokemon!
Yeah! Well,
that's
the first gen, though, so we've got all the other gens to talk about. We should have Charlie on for third gen, because I didn't play those at all, and Charlie did, so.
Okay, I played them.
I think they were, like, the only ones he played, so that would work. We should have my little brother on.
Dude, we totally should.
Yeah. Tell him to get on next week.
I was just going to say, if any listeners want to email us or tweet us any suggestions that you would like to hear us do for that episode, that'd be awesome. Because, honestly, I don't know about Jordan, but as far as I know, planning for that episode, all I know is that we're going to talk about Pokemon. I don't know exactly what we're going to say. I mean, I assume we'll be like, oh, I had this starter. I remember doing this. I thought this was cool. This was some stupid rumor I read online. But if you guys have anything you want us to talk about specifically, that would be awesome if you tweeted us or emailed us. And you can email us at pockettoid@gmail.com. And, of course, we're at pocketoid on Twitter. So there's that.
There you go. Dude, you know what I just remembered? Well, this will kind of have to do with next week. I just remembered that the first time I played through Pokemon Blue, I raised my Charizard to level 100. Just like without the rare candy cheat.
Yeah. I might have done like a whole team of hundreds.
Oh my gosh. Without the rare candy cheat?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So much Elite Four grinding.
Dude. That's all I did as a kid was play Pokemon.
Okay, we'll talk about that next week.
Okay. I bought another Pokemon deck yesterday too.
Oh no! Stop talking about it. We're gonna do a whole.
They're only 90 cents. It was only 90 cents. Because my store is stupid sometimes, and they're like, "Oops, our computers are dumb." And I'm like, "Oh, I'll just take advantage of that and buy some 90-cent Pokemon decks."
Dude, you could like resell those.
Yeah, but that would get me in a lot of trouble if that somehow came back.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So I don't want to really risk it. It's not worth it.
What was I going to say? Dude, playing through Heart Gold again, I hate Sprout Tower. I have no idea why.
Yeah, that tower sucks.
Is there a
reason? I hate...
Is there a reason
I
why?
Usually...
Because it's really short. Like, I just hate it. I don't know why.
I just hate all the Pokemon in there. I usually hate almost any tower, except I always really like... Well, dang it. We gotta save it. Because I was about to talk about first-gen stuff, and I just need to say that.
Yeah, we should just wait till next week.
Yeah.
But I'm all Pokemon'd up for right now. Maybe we should record early this week instead of, like, waiting till Saturday.
I'm fine with that, but, I mean, can't record right now.
No, I know. You just let me know whenever you're available.
But then, when is this episode going to go out, though? Because I want people to give us suggestions.
I don't know, dude. In like a couple days.
Okay, well then maybe we will just record Saturday.
Okay, well, whatever. Well, let's go ahead and close out then.
Okay.
So, you close us out.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Addison Cracky Jones on Destructoid. You can follow me, Addison underscore L on Twitter. And then there's other drunk too, but whatever. Also, it would be really cool if people went and checked out my last Destructoid C blog. I really like it. That'd be really cool. It's too late for that to get promoted now, but oh well.
I don't think so, because it looked like, because they're still promoting East and West stuff this week, so maybe they don't start promoting until next week.
I don't know. I wish it would get promoted, but
I need to write my own. I haven't even written my own yet, so maybe I should do that. Anyway, I'm Jordan, Jackal27 on Destructoid and Twitter and Tumblr and everything else. We have our own website, which is boxwood.blogspot.com, and we have a Twitter, which is just Pockettoid, and we're on Destructoid as well at Pockettoid. So,
also very importantly, we're on iTunes if you just search for Pockettoid. And yes, if you guys wanted to leave us a nice little review, that would be really cool. It'd be really awesome if we got some more listeners. And
yeah, please leave us a review. I don't care if your review is 3 words long. It would be nice if you left us kind of a long one with some like pros and cons. But give us a review, because that's how anything gets featured on iTunes. It's just the number of reviews. So
and tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. Pass this along. We know there's more people out there that like portable games, so pass it along. But all right, well, I guess thanks for listening.
Okay, love you, bye.